On the phone with me now are Nicole and Gerald from Chesapeake, Virginia. Nicole and Gerald, welcome back and congratulations.
Thanks, Dot.
Thanks, Dot. Nice to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you. Well, of course, what I want to know first of all is how and when did you find out that you had won the Love Float contest?
We found out on the same day that everybody else found out, which was Monday the 19th. And it was pretty amazing because they just kind of told us they were going to call us and talk to us, and they started the conversation just thanking us for working so hard and enjoying the contest and asking us how, you know, we felt we did. And then they just kind of slid it in on us and said, and by the way, you're our couple.
Oh, my gosh. What did you do?
As of right now, we're both still speechless about this. You know, we're still shocked that we won.
We had him repeat the question.
Yeah, we kind of looked at each other, kind of dumbfounded, and asked him to repeat the question again. And he said, "Congratulations, you won!" And you know, we just kind of started screaming.
Now they told you that right before Thanksgiving. How'd your families react?
They were just amazed by it. I kind of tricked them too. I did the same thing to them. They actually, one of the people knew before we did because it was announced nationally, so they were kind of posting it, but I kind of called and messed with them on the phone. I was like, hey, you know, they called, they thanked us for it, and then they were like, okay, so what does that mean? And I was like, we won, and they just couldn't believe it. Everybody just was in shock and amazement, and we had so much to talk about at Thanksgiving. It was all about planning. What are we going to do? How are we going to get there?
Was
great.
Both sides of the family are really excited about this.
Tell me about some of that planning. What happens now?
Well, I think we're taking it one step at a time, and luckily for us, they are doing a lot of the planning for us, and so they get to ask us questions, and then we just kind of get to answer them, and they are, you know, going to be doing the rest. So, you know, I don't know which planning you wanted to talk about because there's lots of planning in a wedding.
Well, I'd love to know, first of all, about the wedding dress and tuxedo. Do you know yet which one you want?
I don't know yet exactly which one I want, but I am working with David's Bridal right now and checking to see which style that we think would be appropriate for the float. And there's 5 different styles that I get to choose from. So we're going through the styles right now to see what would be the best one for myself and for the float.
And how about for you, Gerald? You get to pick out a suit or tux. Have you made a choice?
Yes, ma'am. I get to make a choice from Men's Warehouse. I've picked out it's not the traditional bow tie, cummerbund type of tuxedo. It's black with a black vest, black tie, white T-shirt, very classy looking.
Ooh, you are going to have a very handsome groom here, Nicole.
Absolutely. He's handsome every day, though.
Now, in one of your videos, you say that the fact that they're planning for you lets you concentrate on each other. With that in mind, what's been one of the favorite memories that you've made together since you found out you won?
Favorite memories. I think one of my favorite memories was this past Sunday, where we went to Christmastown with the family. And, of course, we get to share with everybody that we meet who we are. And so we thought it was nice to go and get a caricature portrait done of us. And so it was really kind of fun to sit down and have a little caricature portrait made of us. And we got to post it and, you know, put it on the website, the wedding website. So that was my favorite. And then, of course, I got to spend time with my nephews, and we got to look at the lights and see the trees and do all of that family Christmas stuff along with this, because that's so exciting. We're getting married at Christmas and New Year's, and it's kind of a whole month of fun for us. So that's my favorite. I don't know what Gerald's is.
What is it, Gerald?
My favorite was just the other day we went and registered at a national retailer for our wedding. So that was pretty fun. I enjoyed that.
What would you really love people to give you for wedding gifts? Now's your time to tell me.
Some of the things we put on our list were a new coffee maker.
Pots and pans.
And we don't know what we're going to do about a honeymoon. So, you know, we haven't figured that out yet. We can't do it right away, but we definitely want to do something later in the year. But just simple stuff. We're really kind of, we don't have a lot of amazing stuff at our house. We like to renew, reuse, recycle, be sustainable. So if some of our things are not so great at the house, we could use some new towels.
So just simple and down-to-earth stuff. And since you're having a dream wedding, what would be a dream honeymoon if somebody could give you one?
A dream honeymoon? I don't know, honey. What do you think?
I think Alaska would be my going to Alaska is my dream. That's my ultimate goal in life, is to make it to Alaska.
That's true. We have talked about Alaska. I think it'd be beautiful up there. We've heard it's amazing. We don't know. We've seen pictures.
We live in a beach area right now, so we don't really want to go to a beach honeymoon. We kind of want to experience, the mountains where we've never been and so forth.
Yeah.